Today I had the great pleasure of sitting in the mountains of Deia, and I'm on the terrace of the Esmoli Hotel with Agustin Risco, who is the general manager, and he is my friend. And he is going to tell us the story of the Esmoli Hotel and also his journey to this place. Welcome to Boat Radio, Agustin.
Welcome to Esmoli. It's a pleasure to have you here, Chile.
First of all, before we touch on here, Esmoli, we have to commemorate the day, because today we are celebrating Hispanic Day, and we're also thinking about Christopher Columbus. Now, this is just an aside. The Esmoli is what we're talking about. But because I know you come from Felanich, what's your view on where Christopher Columbus came from?
Well, I have to say I come from Felanich, and I have to say Cristóbal Colón came from Felanich. I know there is a lot of countries and people from Ibiza and people from Mallorca, and as well that they say that Cristóbal Colón lives there. But listen, there is one tiny thing. The harbor from Felanich, the name is Puerto Colón.
So the whole of the United States of America was discovered by a boy from your hometown.
That's it, really.
I'm really honoured that we are here today on this auspicious day with a man from Felanich. But I transport you across the island from east to west.
Yes.
We are in the northwest of Mallorca here in Deia, and you are the general manager of the Esmoli Hotel, which is the oldest hotel in Deia.
Yes, it is.
So tell us the story of the Esmoli.
Well, Esmoli, I just tell you the story, and it is really a very romantic story. I mean, 52 years ago, came here a German couple to Deia. I mean, and as always, you know, the wife say, "What a lovely village, what a lovely house," because before Esmoli was not a hotel, was a manor house, and they get just in love with this manor house. And they say, "Why don't we build a hotel?" And they just build a hotel. All the local people, some people from Mallorca, they say, "Are you mad just to build a hotel in Deia? It's so far away from the airport, from Palma, and everywhere, you know." And they decide just to build the hotel. And look at this. It's now our 51st anniversary. The hotel runs fantastic, you know, and it was a fantastic idea. And I just came for a romantic moment.
So what did they do? What did they add to all the land that you already had here? So you had a manor house. Is that your current hotel?
Yes, I mean the manor house, as you can see, you can see now, but it was from this manor house. They haven't touched anything. What they just wanted to do is to do a nice building attached to this manor house, which is now the front of the hotel and the big wing where they are the rooms now. Manor house is now where there is the breakfast terrace, where there is the salon bar, where there is the dining room and everything, you know. And their idea was just to open a hotel, relative big, just to share with another people, you know, how nice is Deia, you know. Just start to come here from the 60s, German people, English people, Spanish people as well, French people, and just like the place. It was a very successful idea, you know.
And we're sitting here in your pool bar. I've never seen such a huge pool in a hotel. I mean, this is a very unusual pool up here on the side of the mountain.
Well, listen, I mean, in this hotel, everything has a history. This is one of the biggest pools in the Tramuntana area. As you can imagine, you know, I can't remember how long it is, but it's 35 or 38 meters. And deep, some places is 3 meters deep. I mean, now it's not allowed to do this kind of pool. But the history of this pool is they came, especially from Germany in the 60s, with special machines, and everybody looking here, they were saying, what are you building? You know, this is mad. How do you build this?
Tell me about the overall size of this hotel. I mean, because it seems to extend to the whole of the up the mountain here, really, from the road level up to the mountain.
You know, you are right. Smolny is bigger than it looks like. We've got two buildings. We've got the main hotel, where it was the manor house, and then later on, maybe it was 10 or 15 years later, we built a small annex building behind. So in total, we've got 87 rooms. Here is working during the season 95 people, which people is going to think, wow, only for 87 rooms, 95 people. Yes, we need it. We've got gardens where 15,000 square meters. We've got a nice access to the coast, which is Muleta, which is between Deja and Sóller. And there is as well some terraces, some beds, there is a bar snack, and of course we need some stuff. Smolny, as you say, is bigger than it looks like.
We've just been to where your water springs from the top of the mountain straight into this building. You never run out of water, no matter what the drought is. Tell us the story of your water supply.
Yeah, this is a good story, and nobody knows exactly where this water comes from. Must be coming from all these mountains behind us, you know. And all this water comes in one point, which is La Fuente de Smolny. And it's always, always, always water. Of course, July and August and dry months, it doesn't come as much water than in winter. But I can't remember a year that it was completely without any water. About water, important thing, the last 3 years, as I told you, it was a very dry years. Deja, as you know, is a small village. They live normally during the year 500 people. July and August, this is plus 3,000, 1,500, they come a lot of people. What's happened? When you need more water is when there is less water, and that is a problem from the village, you know. What we do in Smolny is just to give them as much water as we've got, you know, because as a hotel, we have plenty of water. The rest is always to the council, you know. Always.
So the people that come to Smolny, they're having their bath and their shower in spring water from the mountains.
Yes. And the pool as well.
Yeah. How special is that? It must be so soft.
It is. I mean, a lot of people tell me, it's one of the nicest pools I ever swam, you know, because the water is completely different. It's not it's not as hard. It's fantastic.
So as you come up from the road to the main area of the hotel, you don't see the pool.
No.
The pool is completely secluded.
Yeah, it's hiding.
And then if you wanted to go and play chess in the chess court down here, you couldn't see that either. That's another secluded place. And if you wanted to use the beauticians around the corner, you would never know it was there. This is just like some place of discovery. Round every corner there's something special. Is that the way that it was built and designed?
I don't think it was this idea. I think it was the only way to build a building as this, you know, as we are in the mountains, was the only way to build it. And then you say something very important, which is if you want to discover the hotel, you have to go into the hotel, you know.
But your staff ratio means that the people are very well served here.
Yeah.
And tell us the story of your staff, because you've got the most phenomenally loyal staff that have been with you for years. Some of them have been with you as nearly as long as you've been here.
Yeah. Well, I always say the same, you know. Some people, sometimes when we are in the sangria party, tell me, what is the special in the hotel? And I always say the same. Is the combination between the staff and the clientele that create this atmosphere. And this atmosphere, you can't create it with money. It's an atmosphere that you create by years and years and years. Clientele here is normal to come from 20 years, 15 years, 7 years, as long as our staff. And it happens the same thing. When you come first time, you get in love and you come again, again and again. The staff is exactly the same. They start to come here, they like the way that we work. The king of the hotel is the staff.
Yeah. But your clients are now in their third generation, at least, here. Mm-hmm. They just come back every year.
Yeah. Well, it's funny now. Happens now. It's now a change of generation. And it's a change of generation from the staff and from the clientele. I'm a generation who are in the middle. And I have to juggle a little bit between the old generation who was here when I came and now the new ones who are coming. happens exactly the same with our clientele. You know, the old people, they know what is valuable. You know, they know the service, the views, everything. New people now from 30, 40 years, they have to catch the idea. You are not paying for a huge room. You are not paying for a big TV. You are paying for a nice staff, you know, for a fantastic location, for a nice service, you know. That is what you are paying. Most of them, they catch it and they come again. You have to catch the idea of Smalley. Smalley is not something material, it's something more, you know.
So Smalley is there. You have to understand your place in the universe.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. But your own place in the universe, how did you come to be here?
It was very funny because I just found Hotel Smalley without knowing the existence of Deia. You know, you're going to laugh about it. Well, you are Mallorcan, you must know Deia. Listen, in the 80s, when you are living in Felanis, which is close to Manacor, why you have to go to Deia? It's nothing there. It's a small village. You know the village by pictures. It was a general manager who told me, Agustin, listen, I know they are looking for a... from somebody in the front desk who speak very good English, very good German. And I say, okay. Was a moment in my life that I just wanted to change. It was young. I just came here to the hotel. I just looked around, you know. I just knew the general manager, which in fact becomes my mentor, you know. And I just decided just to stay. So like a client. I just was thinking, okay, I came from Felanitz. I was going to be here 1 or 2 years, 3 years. And now it's my 25th season. Something attracts you here, you know.
So what was it? What is it that's held you here?
I don't know really. Must be because it's a private hotel, and the most important thing is the owners love the hotel. What it means love the hotel is that they want the hotel remains as it is. Of course, you have to invest when something, you know, need to get redone. So we do it, and it's just the atmosphere really. It's the way to work. And it's something that attracts you and you come happy to work, really. I mean, you are part of the family. It's like it is a little bit complicated to explain.
So you left Felanitz,
yes.
You came into Parma and you went and did your hotel training in the university. And then, was this your first job then?
No, that was not my first job. I was starting in Calaegos, which is close to Calador. And then I went to Porto Petro, which is as well this area. Mm. And then, as I told you, I just wanted to change a little bit. As you say, I came from the university in Palma. I just wanted to have something more special. And it was a moment in my life to decide, what should I do? To find a nice hotel, which I like it, or just to go to a big company like Sol, Meliá, Iberostar. And I just found this. And I after 2 or 3 years, I just decided to stay.
And the history of Deia, with the archaeological digs, with Jackie Waldron and the Waldron Foundation, with also the Robert Graves House, is this something that some of your guests are looking for, to find out the history?
Yes, of course. I mean, Deia has itself a name. I mean, most of the people who wants to come to Mallorca, I know because there is some reports about it. Who just put, not Mallorca, they put direct Deia. And Deia is something that Robert Graves started, these people who came here, the artists, archaeological things, you know, all these do a very nice culture packet. You know, Deia is something really very special. I'm Mallorcan, I know Mallorca very well. I don't know another little village has so many power as Deia, really, in the world.
Well, I mean, I think this year has completely underlined that, because the filming of the Night Manager series for the BBC, I think they've now finished showing that on German television as well.
Uh-huh.
So have you noticed more people coming here because of the Night Manager film?
The front desk noticed, because everybody wants to have lunch or dinner, you know, in this restaurant in Caladella, you know.
Yes.
There was really... mad, because was every day, I mean, during this season, was so complicated to get a table, you know.
Well, Petro March, isn't it?
Petro March. And the poor man, he was completely, I mean, destroyed physically. I mean, he was very happy, you know, because he has all days full, you know. But, yeah, it is funny. You know, in this hotel in late 80s, was a German series, which is Hotel Paradise.
Ah.
Hotel Paradise was very famous in Germany in the late 80s, and it was a combination between Smolly, La Residencia a little bit, and another hotel which was in Cala Figuera or something like this. Uh-huh. And I remember when I came here, early 90s, was a lot of German people stopped here, coming into the hotel and say, this is Hotel Paradise. It was so complicated in this year that we have to close the main entrance.
Oh, you had so many visitors.
German visitors. They wanted to know where is Hotel Paradise, and it came here. It was hundreds, you know.
Really?
Some days we have just to say, we close the hotel and you are not able to come if you are not resident, of course.
In this hotel, you have... What's the dominance of English people, English speakers?
Well, here, the 55% are British clientele. 55%, you know. I mean, in this area, normally in Tramuntana area, there is more German, but specifically in Deja, because the history and everything, the people who was living here, is more British. 55% is British, 15% are German, and then they come a lot of nationality. They come to Spanish with 5%, Scandinavian, and French. French people, it's normal that they came to Sawyer Harbor, but not to Deja. Now they come to Deja as well. And they like, you know,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a bunch of nationalities now.
We are sitting here in the Esmolly, but if I was just to look to my left, I would see another of your emblematic buildings, which is Canquette. So what are you doing with Canquette in this fine restaurant?
Well, Canquette, well, the thing is, well, I'm going to tell you a nice, a new, which next year we want to just give a new idea to Canquette. You know, Canquette was always the restaurant a la carte of the hotel, has a lot of influence about the hotel itself, but next year we want to do another new Canquette, you know, not only for the people from the hotel, we want to do Canquette for everybody and everyone. And you will know when something appears, you will be one of the first ones to know what is going to be Canquette. But I tell you, it's going to be a fantastic local restaurant, I will tell you.
And do you have weddings from there and in the hotel, or just in Canquette?
We do it just in Canquette, because if you have to arrange a wedding, the hotel is most of the time full, you know, and we can't close the dining room or one of the restaurants in the hotel, you know, for a wedding party. So all the wedding parties are in Canquette. Canquette is big enough. They've got huge, well, you know, Canquette, yeah. They've got nice terraces, you know, and it's a perfect place to do a wedding, yes.
We're going to talk about the wonderful location that we're in, because to describe it, it's as if we're sitting in an oasis surrounded by mountains. I can just see through one space through the trees there out to sea. But really, you describe in your words what this location is like.
Stunning. It's just stunning. You can like or not the food, you can like not the room, you can like or not whatever, you know, a facility or something, but please, what we put in front of you, you can't complain about this. And 100% of everybody said, you are right, it's incredible. And it's from people who know the world, who are visiting a lot of places, and they say, this is one of the stunning places I ever know in my life. And it is, you know. I don't know how to describe. I'm here all day round, you know. I mean, for me, it's relative normal. The only thing is, when I'm working, sometimes I just stop in any place of the hotel. I stop a couple of seconds. I just look and I say, wow, it's really fantastic. And then I do my work again, you know.
The scenery feeds your soul. This place feeds my soul. When I'm driving up from Sawyer to a place like this, and I've got the sea on my right, and I'm heading for Deja, and I know what I'm going to see. It's just, it does. It feeds your soul, feeds your heart. And the people that get it, they get it.
Yeah, yeah. This is the idea. I've got a lot of clients who say, listen, we go to Palma Airport. As you know, it's a huge airport. It's very crowded and everything. And a lot of people say, look, when we start to see Tramuntana Mountains, and then when we are in Valdemos, and then Valdemos and direction to Deja, they say, a lot of say, I start now to laugh, you know.
Yeah.
And this is really the idea. When they see the last corner and you can see the hotel, they say, we are home.
We're home.
Yeah?
We're home. But the other side of this journey to get here is is for many people part of the pleasure.
Yeah.
The road trip, whether you're taking the road trip from Valdemossa to here, or whether you're taking the road trip up from Soya,
yes,
you are driving one of the most emblematic coast roads of the world.
Listen, Shelley, this journey is what it helped me. When I come from home to the hotel, is this moment, which is between 35, 40 minutes, I start to connect, you know. I'm going to the hotel, and now I arrange in my brain, you know, what I'm going to do and everything. And this is scenery, you are right, it's like a calm. It's very calm. I even don't need sometimes the radio. I just was thinking and looking, you know, and it's a passage from home to work. And it's more pleasure. It's when I go from the hotel to the house. It's just disconnect. I know it's very twisty, as some of them, they don't like this type of twisty roads, but believe me, for me, it's just to have calm. It's just twisty thing. This is scenery, it's everything. It's just calming. And I go home and completely relax, you know.
Well, this journey is a world of its own. I mean, if you come from Valdemossa and you're heading for this direction, if you're doing it in the middle of the night, in certain times of the year, you can have all sorts of interesting experiences. Have you had some of the fogs of Valdemossa on there?
No, not really, but you are right. The only thing is you have to be careful during the night.
But Ago, as we're going into the next 50 years, how do you see the future of Esmoli?
I see a brilliant future, really. I'm not going to see in 50 years' time. I don't think so. But listen, I'm 51 now. Maybe I'm going to, if everything runs fine, you know, and I'm going to be at least here 10 years or 12 years, something like this. And it's, as I told you, it's a change of generation about the staff, clientele. And I'm very proud to have this moment. It's one of the points of the hotel, and you have to take the right decisions, because Esmoli has to be Esmoli, but you have to adapt what new people want, you know. And this is a challenge that I'm very proud, and it's something that I owe to the hotel, you know. I owe these my efforts to the hotel.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you, and we've loved learning all about the Esmoli in this beautiful place. And thank you for your contribution, because without you, the people here wouldn't be coming back every year as well. You have a huge contribution, and everyone is very appreciative. And I'm very appreciative, too, that you've taken time out to talk to Boat Radio today.
No, thank you. Thank you, Shelley. It was a pleasure, you know. Everybody is welcome to the hotel. Thank you.
Our aim at Street Invest is to put a trustworthy adult into the lives of street children so that they can support them in creating the most positive paths for their lives in the future. We work around the world, working on the street with the children where they are. For such a large group of children, the amount of funding available is tiny. Really, the funding that keeps organisations like Street Invest going comes from individual donors. Street children are the most abused, neglected, violated children, yet they are also the most resourceful, responsive and resilient children that we could have the honour of working with.
For more information or to make a donation, visit streetinvest.org.